You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, you can ask your questions of the Animal Radio Dream Team from our Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download, and you can get all the information over at animalradio.pet. Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Hold Tiggers up to the microphone so they can see this, what optimal health looks like. Red Barn's available at redbarninc.com. Thank you so much, guys, for underwriting Animal Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes, Robert Semro with 5 secret activities your pets do while you're gone. I have an idea.
What, do you set up a camera?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to know.
We always get these cameras to sample, these pet cams. So whenever they come in, we set them up for the studio animals. And they do some pretty wild things. I actually saw like Ladybug on the computer. I don't know what she's writing or what she's doing, but she's much smarter than we actually think. But Robert,
I've seen a drink in that bottle, too. A bottle of scotch you had hidden, you know?
Also, from Animal Planet, The Vet Life, Dr. Blue is on the way. But first, let's visit with 11-year-old, I think she's still 11, Emmy Perry. Hi, Emmy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. You still are 11?
Yes.
We're calling you today because you are an incredible young gal who's doing some amazing work for the animals. You've created Emmy's Hope. Tell us a little bit about it.
So I have a website called Emmy's Hope. And we network dogs. We take pictures of them at the shelter and their information. We put it up on the website. And I encourage young kids to make a difference with adopting. And also we take home and foster dogs and find them homes ourselves.
Wow, that is incredible for someone of your age to be doing that. Now, what made you decide to do this?
Well, my mom took me to the shelter since I was really little. And I just saw so many dogs in need of help and homes.
So you said you could make a difference, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Now, you also collect things for the animals at the shelter, too, if they need blankets or anything. Is that correct?
Yes. Usually we go to Petco before we go to the shelter, and I save up money, and I get the dogs dog beds and food and stuff, and we bring it to the shelter.
Wow. What do your friends think of this?
Most of my friends enjoy it, too, but some are too sad to go to the shelter.
It is pretty sad. It can get pretty depressing, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever get to the point that you thought maybe it was too tough for you to deal with?
Well, I didn't. It makes me sad that I know it would make me more sad to know I wasn't, this was happening and I wasn't doing anything about it.
Sure. I completely understand that. How many animals do you have at home?
I have 4 dogs and a rat.
4 dogs and a rat. I love it. Are they, I have, you know, my animals are foster failures. You know what a foster failure is?
Yeah, we have one. Her name's Felicity.
You thought you were going to adopt her out, but you fell in love with her, didn't you?
Yeah.
I bet your animals are pretty lucky to have you, huh?
I would hope so.
I bet you're one of those gals that spoils them, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think the most spoiling you do to your animals is?
Well, with my rat, he has clothes, and my dad made him his own playpen, which takes over the living room.
Wow. So
your
whole family's into this, too. Your dad's helping out with that, too.
Yeah.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I still want to be an actress, but I also want to keep on doing work with animals.
We were just talking about that. Lori, our news director, was just saying how surprised she was how many actresses and actors are involved in helping the animals. Did you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many animals do you think you've saved over your years?
A lot.
Too many to count, huh?
That's a good thing.
Do you do your friends want to help you, or do they help you at all?
A lot of them help. I tell them to help network the dogs by putting them on their social media and stuff.
That's cool.
And my friend Maya, she goes to the shelter with me, and she does a lot of stuff with animals with me.
That's cool. I always figure out when I can get my friends involved, then we have so much more power to help the animals. And that's why I have Judy over here and Lori and Joey over here and Doc Halligan, all these people. I brought them in together because I figured we could make a big difference, and I think that's what you're doing, huh?
Yeah.
And I have to say, I love the Kleenex video.
Oh, yeah. What's this video? I haven't seen it yet. What is it?
You'll need a Kleenex.
What is the video?
I did this video, and it was, like, for awareness of adoption. And then at the second day of filming, I thought it was just going to be the same. And then they surprised me by having so we walked to the front of the shelter, and there was a huge crowd of people, and they had made them have a free adoption event. And then so, like, 72 dogs got adopted.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible. Well, you keep on doing what you're doing so well and tell everyone what you're doing, because it's important that everybody knows that they can help and they can make a difference.
Okay, thank you.
If we were here, we would all give you a... If you were here, if we were there, we would all give you a collective hug, okay?
Yes. We do an Emmy sandwich.
An Emmy sandwich. I like that.
So everyone go to emmyshope.com and help out.
Yeah, the website, emmyshope.com. We'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Emmy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. There she goes. That is incredible and inspirational. It shows that really anybody at any age can help.
I think she started doing this when she was around 6 years old.
And it's important that the kids, you know, they learn at a young age that they can help animals, because so often kids go the wrong direction.
They don't respect them.
They don't respect animals. Mm-hmm. And to see this, it just, look at the hairs of my arm standing up right now.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, this is Paul Reiser, and you're listening to Animal Radio. Every minute you're here, you're not harming someone else.